Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for this Transfiguration Sunday is our Gospel reading, St. Luke chapter 9, verses 28 through 36. This is the Gospel of our Lord, and so we pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we read this, these words, this narrative, when we hear it about Jesus on the mountain, shining bright, being God, what does this mean to us? What are we, 21st century Christians, to do with it? It's kind of like when we were young and our parents had a visitor come, someone we did not know, all dressed up and serious. They sit in the living room and discuss things that even if we were there, we would not understand. Not until you were older did some of all these kinds of times, all those things that happened, did they then begin to make sense. We see that often in the Gospels. Jesus' disciples did not have a clue until later, not until after the resurrection. What sinks in is that they, our parents, were talking about death. They were making arrangements with the funeral director about grandma or grandpa. Back then, even if present in these kinds of heavy and adult conversations, we may have fallen asleep too. Or we may have asked dumb questions. We may have done silly things in those awkward moments. What do the disciples do? Same thing. Verse 33. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three shelters, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. But what was Jesus talking to Elijah and Moses about? Well, this was not the time yet for Peter, James, and John to connect the dots. It would be later for them and us. Right then, they were too overwhelmed to do much but babble and carry on like small and frightened children who knew something was up, but not what or why. Does the Exodus give us a clue? Sure, when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt, right? So let's connect the dots. We are to connect the dots in all ways to him, because Jesus himself said that all the scriptures speak of him, is about him, and for him to fulfill for us, if you did not know that. And this moment, this transfiguration, was all about Jesus' departure. Death, yes, but not just that. Yet that word, departure, is not the best word for what he said, because literally the word used there, and even the Greek, using Greek letters, the word exodus is there. And we should get a hint. Yes, hint. Hint, hint. Why was Moses there? Well, we should be able to connect the dots. Remember, Moses' face was glowing at one time, right? His face glowed so bright after being in God's presence. Imagine Jesus, who is God, letting some of that light out again. Yes, that was the Son of God up on that other mountain with Moses. He saw the Son, because if you see God, you see the Son. And all of Jesus glowed. And Jesus was the greater Moses. Moses promises the people that one greater than he was coming. Yes, Moses was a type of Christ to come, leading God's people out of the bondage of Egypt, out of slavery, out of the world of sin and pagan worship of false gods. See, we're supposed to connect the dots. And the Son who was born of Mary was the one whom the angel told Joseph to name Jesus. He would save his people from their sins. As yes, we are in bondage to our sins. whatever ones, whichever floats our boats, whichever false gods we like to pay homage to. Yes, there are many gods, and we do love this world too much and prefer our Egypt over God's kingdom. Yet too many of us still don't connect those dots. The Bible says that whoever sins is in bondage, a slave to sin. It means us, you and me. You must understand this. Whatever we place before God in time, in desire, in life is a god, is idolatry, is sin. God insists on being first. What are these gods of ours? There are many. Each of us has a favorite. Some are not sinful in their own self, but many are. Now, the greatest and most worshipped God in America is the God called choice. My way or the highway. No one is the boss of me. It is my life, and I'll do what I want and when I want. Yes, we make gods of ourselves. And if you read about the church under Moses, you see that is not much different now. Jesus came, however, to lead us out of that, out of the world and into the promised land, freedom from sin and guilt, to share in his bright morning sun instead of the darkness that we have been in, that we like to go back to, that we find ourselves all too often floundering around in, that our gods and sins chain us with. It is dark outside. Things go bump in the night. Things and creatures that will kill you. I am talking about our pet sins and all those who indulge in them with us. Certain death. Unless Jesus frees you from them. Unless you do what God says here to these, what he says to these other disciples, that you listen to his son, who by his command makes the chains fall off. What is that command? Repent and then hear him tell you that all your sins are forgiven. Each day, hear the gospel as often as you can, every day, especially on Sunday. Are the dots connecting? Okay, then, but why was Elijah there? Do you remember how Elijah left this earth? He was taken away in a chariot of fire, alive. Elijah's bones are not on this earth. Never were they interred. This is an exodus, isn't it? How did Jesus leave this earth, rose up into the heavens in his human body? Yes, Jesus is also the greater prophet, far, far greater than Elijah. Elijah preached and did miracles with water, produced a great deal of food where there was only a little, stopped and started weather, and even raised the dead. Yet that was not Elijah, but the Son of God doing it. Now that very source was there, here, to do it permanently, to accomplish, to make right what needs to be straightened, fixed, made to function as it should. That is why Jesus came. That is why he died. That is why he made his exodus. Moses had to die for the law. He broke it in front of the people. It must. No one goes into the promised land by the law. Yet Moses died so that the church of God, the people of God, could go into the promised land. The law cannot get you there. Only by the grace of forgiveness, by faith, given in and by Jesus, by trust in his promise, that he will do this for you. Now the devil fought for the body of Moses, yet God hid it so that the real body to be worshipped would come, a body which David the psalmist wrote that God had prepared special for his son. Yes, the people would have enshrined Moses' body and worshipped it if they could. They did so with the bronze snake on the pole, so that many years later, King Hezekiah had to have it destroyed, an idol instead of God. Yet Jesus came in a body to die for the law, as if he broke them all, for all people, for you. He became that snake on a wooden pole, sin itself on the cross, divine justice against that other snake, the devil. And Jesus himself compares this, his own crucifixion, to Moses and that bronze snake. He does this in John chapter 3. That anyone who looked up at it in hope, in desire, in trust, in faith, as God tells us to, for rescue, for freedom from the bondage of our sins, will be forgiven, will be saved, will be cured, will recover, and live. Yes, live forever. And the greater prophet was here, as all those words and deeds done by Elijah were also carried out ultimately and with permanence by Jesus. People were not just healed in this life, but also for the next. New bodies, like what Elijah and Moses have. Mothers were not just given back their dead sons just for this life. If we remember the widow and her son of Nain, Jesus gave her son back to her. But that was just for this life, or was it? No, he wants to give their sons back to their mothers forever. The weather was not just to be stopped and started to make a point, but will be always right as Jesus earned for us a new heavens and a new earth, to be a perfect and safe world once again. Food was not just mass-produced to show who Jesus was, the very bread of life come down from heaven, but also to reverse the curse that God had spoken to Adam, that he would have to produce his livelihood by the sweat of his brow. Yes, Adam, and we are all in bondage. But now in Christ we are and will be free, again to leave the sin-dead world the way Elijah, the way Jesus did. Yes, as we are going to meet him in the clouds in our new bodies, like his body. Yes, Jesus is the fulfillment, the very reason, the culmination of all ideas and doings, the very purpose of God in this world from the very beginning, all through history to right now, and even today, until the end. What each person in the Bible did was to prepare for Jesus' work here, for this earth, for us. The Exodus for the Exodus, for our Exodus that he is preparing us for. Each Lord's Day, each Sunday, each time you read his word, hear his word. These words from the Father are for you. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him. Listen to him. He is preparing you for your death and resurrection. Death to this world, to a life of sin, and to a sin-desiring body, mind, and soul. Out of that, all of that, bringing you to the resurrection of a new life, the life here in Christ. This more and more each day. Each day you listen, hear, and believe, walking toward that light with him, in that Easter morning light. So bright, so warm, so clear, so right, and so good." Now for a final set of dots to connect. Did you know that we get to be Moses and Elijah too? In Christ, that is. No, for real. Yes, we are to be dying in the law daily, as our old flesh cannot inherit. It cannot enter into the promised land. And then we are also being raised, yes, daily too, all so that soon, on that final day, we will be leaving this place in a blaze of glory, just like Elijah, to meet Jesus in the air. Yes, all aglow with purity and sinlessness and life unending. Yes, his glory will be shining on us and out of us, and this forever. Jesus came to be these things, to do these things, also that he can share them with us, also that we can be like and do like him. We will. This mountaintop event was just a preview of what is to come for us. Now that is exciting, isn't it? Rejoice and be glad in it, for today is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, the life everlasting. Amen.